This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. And starting on January 1st, workers earning minimum wage in 18 states and 20 cities will see a boost in pay. The wage increases are in large part a result of ballot measures and cost of living adjustments. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports on what that wave in pay hikes means.
The increases definitely mean big impacts for those at the low end of the pay scale. Some say the boost will also bleed over into local economies. Janelle Jones is an analyst with the Economic Policy Institute.
It's going to benefit 4.5 million workers, and it's going to be about an additional $5 billion in wages for workers. And this is incredible because something that, you know, we definitely know is that when low-wage workers and minimum-wage workers receive wage increases, that goes right back into the economy.
Many businesses say increases will hurt their ability to operate. Paul Son is with the National Employment Law Project. He says while there will be costs to owners, some shifts in earnings aren't necessarily bad.
Profits are up, productivity is up, but none of it's filtering down to workers. So this is one tool for making sure that companies share some of that revenue and growth with their frontline workforce.
He says all the state movement on minimum wage makes it likely a federal increase will be a big topic during the 2018 midterm elections. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.